From Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California, this is day 28 of the Red Letter Challenge.
Good morning and welcome to the Red Letter Challenge. It is day 28 and we're coming to you from the kitchen here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, and I'm Pastor Scott. We're coming to you from the kitchen because our red letters today come from Mark's Gospel. You give them something to eat. Jesus says this to the disciples as they are gathered on the seashore, and it's late in the day and it's time for the crowd, this multitude of 5,000, to eat. And the disciples come to Jesus concerned that the people are going to need something to eat, and they haven't ordered catering. They don't have a kitchen like this stocked full of food to be able to prepare a meal. And Jesus says, you give them something to eat. They're like, we don't have anything. We only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. In Mark's Gospel, as well as in Matthew's, where actually we will, in today's reading, you'll read the entire story. There's no mention that there was a little boy who had the 5 loaves and 2 fish. So it's possible that those were gathered among the people. But I think one of the amazing things about this story is that when the story is done, at the end of the meal, we read that all ate as they had need. Everybody was satisfied, and they ended up with more left over than they even began with. And one of the miracles might be that when they asked people if they had food, only the 5 loaves and the 2 fish are what people were willing to share. But through this act of generosity, through this act of trying to feed folks out of such a small amount, people began to participate themselves and share that which maybe they had stored back. You know, maybe it was half of a candy bar in their pocket, maybe a little a matzah tucked up their sleeve. And that when the meal was over, everybody had what they needed. They all had a full belly. And there were 12 baskets full left over. An extraordinary thing that in the midst of what appeared to be scarcity, there was an abundance. And so often that's the case with God. We have a limited imagination, and God takes that which doesn't seem like enough and provides more than enough for us. One of the other amazing things I think in this story is that Jesus utilized the disciples as a part of this plan, that he entrusted them. He could have just done this and satisfied everybody's hunger himself, but he entrusted them as part of the plan. And God wants to use you and use me to help feed people, to help them meet the needs of our neighbors as well. I suspect that you've done that some, but the challenge today is to give even more of yourself, to help meet the needs of those you encounter, and then just look with wonder at how God uses that and uses you to meet those needs, and then there is even some left over. So keep up the challenge. I know you can do it, and I'll see you tomorrow.